T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, I'll just come out and say it, Lee.
Please go right ahead.
It's no problem. That's what they pay me the big bucks for.
Exactly.
Okay, so anyway, Trump's out of his mind to do this debate. He's out of his mind. The Biden people are sitting there in a bunker going, we can't believe Trump's going to do this debate.
Yeah.
We can't believe our luck. I have actually prayed that Trump wouldn't do the debate. I have actually prayed to God, please God, don't let him do this debate. Three reasons. He's doing it again. Biden goes down in the basement and, as you said yesterday, pump his veins full of the good stuff. I wish I could have that in the morning, like, instead of coffee.
That was just conjecture. Now, I have absolutely no evidence to support that, but I just see that happen.
Well, no. I mean, we have an anonymous source, don't we?
No.
You don't even have an anonymous source?
This is pure conjecture on my part.
Because, I mean, if you had an anonymous source or just said you did, it would be valid news.
Yeah,
I mean,
I understand.
We could just use it, right?
I'm just not going to play the way they play. Okay.
Come on. Why not? Why not?
It's something called, I try to maintain a little bit of character, I guess.
Oh, well, you're no fun. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So they're pumping his veins full of the good stuff. Wish I could get some of that every day before the show.
Really?
Yeah, just wheel me in, right? Have me do the show.
Exactly.
And reanimate me. And he's been doing debate prep for 5 days by the time he hits the stage.
What's going to happen if he actually has to negotiate a treaty? I mean, are they going to have to, you know, quarantine him for a year or two?
No. Kamala will.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because they're going to take him out.
It is the Harris-Biden administration. It's the Harris administration with a cameo appearance by Joe Biden.
No, Nancy's already explained that. The 25th Amendment Committee, you know, to get rid of a president who's, you know, not functionally able to run the country. I mean, she flat out said it's not for Trump. And it's not for Trump. I mean, the legislation sponsored, she did a press conference backing it. It won't even be passed until Congress comes back into session. Congress doesn't come back into session until after the election. She's going to take Joe out. In fact, don't be surprised if he wins, if they don't use all this stuff they're denying right now with the Chinese money, Ukraine money, Kazakh money, Russian money, all that, Iraqi money, and then God knows who else. They'll use that to take him out. This is only going to help them. She's the nominee. She is way too radical to get through any other way. This is all good for them if they can win the election. But Trump is out of his mind to debate this man. Let me tell you why. He's doing it again. I remember, you know, at certain moments in your life, you remember where you were?
Yes.
I was in a Walmart parking lot. I was in the Walmart parking lot.
Hey, y'all, watch this. She was in a Walmart parking lot.
I was in the Walmart parking lot when I heard these fateful words. Trump is not prepping for the debate.
Yeah.
I damn near hit something.
Which is easy to do in a
Walmart parking lot.
A
chill went through my body.
Yeah.
Trump is not a good debater. Trump is incredible on the stump alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, my husband and I were debating the other night. Is he better than Reagan or not?
So you were debating about debating?
Yes, we're debating about debating. These are the kind of things we fight about in my house. Not the socks, not the laundry, exactly. Not the finances.
Not who's cooking, not what's for dinner.
No.
It's about the Trump
debate.
We're
in agreement on all that stuff.
All right.
Yeah, it's about to. So, better than Reagan? I think so. I think he does have moments that he's definitely better than Reagan. He should just do that. Do not debate Joe Biden. When you come out of a debate with Joe Biden like last time, and I rewatched that debate again. The first time I watched it, I was going very fast. I was clipping stuff. I wasn't paying attention. I rewatched it, and I was horrified. How do you come out of a debate with a segregationist who gave the eulogy, not just attended the funeral, gave the eulogy for a KKK Glenn Kliegel. Mm-hmm. And you come out of it the racist. You do that by not prepping for the debate. And I can tell you, he hadn't prepped for the debate. And then he scared me again. I heard an audio clip from him saying, talking about Joe and Hunter. And he said, what is it? What's the name of the company? Burisma. I went, God, no, don't debate. He's not brushed up on these small details. He is not. And it shows. So the Biden people are hoping that he debates, because the only part they got right left right now is to do to him in this debate what they did in the last one, when we spent a week discussing how Trump is a white supremacist when Biden openly advocated for segregation on the record. Trump is out of his friggin' mind to do this under these conditions. Okay, listen to what has been banned as a topic. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
The economy.
That's been banned as
a topic? Yeah, that's not one of the topics. They put the topic list out. Yeah. The economy. They're not saying you can't talk about it. It's not a topic. Care to tell me why?
Oh, well, of course. Because it's
Trump rocked the economy.
Exactly. It doesn't benefit the Biden campaign. Excuse me, the Harris campaign.
Yes, the Harris campaign. Not a topic. Foreign policy.
Yeah, once again.
Joe Concha at the Hill did a great job of just the outrage of this. Foreign policy, nope, not one of the topics. How about the Supreme Court? You know, Joe wants to pack it. And by packing it, put liberal judges on that will rubber stamp all the unconstitutional stuff they want to do. How about that? Nope, nope. We're not gonna talk about the Supreme Court. Well, that's weird. That's real weird because, we're in the middle of a Supreme Court confirmation that's been quite controversial. So I think, no, we're not talking about that. Okay, great. So what are we talking about? Instead of the economy, foreign policy, and the Supreme Court, only the three biggest issues in the race, we're talking one category, leadership, climate change, which, by the way, is dead last in concern of Americans right. In the Pew poll in terms of issues. Race in America. See, this is what they're going to do. And this is what I would do if I were Joe. They really hurt. Trump was closing that gap last time. They hurt him so bad with race. And Trump just literally, I wanted to shove Trump aside. Let me debate Biden. Just get out of my way and let me do it.
I can see that now.
You know what I mean?
Secret Service is trying to hold you back and you're out there fighting your way to the podium, taking out the president. It's like, let me do this.
I know any one of our listeners, Lee, selected at random from the text line, could have done a better job debating Joe Biden on race than Trump did. He just wasn't prepared. How do you let him get away with that? So, the next topic, American families, COVID-19. This is tailor-made for Joe. Why is Trump showing up? And then they're going to mute his microphone? What is he doing? I mean, my God, please sit down with another interview with Bob Woodward. Just do that instead if you must slit your own wrist on national television.
Finish the interview with Leslie Stahl for 60 minutes since you walked out of that one. So
look, there's a criticism by Ben Shapiro. I do not like Ben Shapiro. I don't agree
really?
With a lot of... No, I don't like him.
Well, there's some issues I have with him, but I think he has some very interesting analysis of stuff.
I've just never forgiven him for the sellouts that he's done to get on national television, the things he said, and the way he trashed Trump, because you have
there
a long memory.
Yeah.
I have a really long memory, and coming around now just doesn't convince me. But here, Ben Shapiro got this right. He said Donald Trump's problem is that all he's got to do is let Joe Biden be the center of attention for these last weeks, as Hillary was because of the emails, and he will win this election. But he cannot do it. He has to be the center of attention. He can't stand it, even for 2 minutes. It is the probably only flaw the man has, because you know I love Trump.
Yeah.
You know I do. I'm his biggest defender. And he could win. But no. So he's going to go out there totally unprepared, off the road, worn down from these great rallies he's been doing, where he wins every time he does a rally. And he is going, he's only got 12 days to recover. It took him 2 weeks to recover from the first one. It was a disaster. And Joe's done 5 days of prep. And he's going to let them mute his microphone. He's out of his mind. Out of his mind. The only thing right now, the only hope Joe Biden has right now is to take his name off the front page and get Trump's back on. And the only way to do that is to turn him into a white supremacist for another 2 weeks while Trump rolls over and lets him do it. And here's what I'd say, okay? The organizer of the Charlotte, this is what I'd say to Joe. The organizer of the Charlottesville rally, a self-described white supremacist, endorsed you, Joe, because of your history of supporting segregation. Why haven't you disavowed? Would you like to do it now? See, this is the kind of thing that you learn in debate prep.
Yeah, exactly.
Where people do the research for you.
Right.
And tell you how to say the word Burisma.
Yeah. There is that, yeah. which every listener of this station knows, whether they agree with the scandal or not, they know how it's pronounced. Yes,
I don't mean to savage Trump. You know I love him, but he is not a good debater.
Yeah, no, I know.
And he does not have 2 weeks to recover this time.
No, there's not. There's
I talked to again two women who work downstairs in our sales staff. Very nice ladies, not Biden fans. Say they're not voting for Biden. Went from I'm voting for Trump, and then watched the debate, and went to I can't vote for Trump. That's how devastating his performance was. And Trump makes the mistake of assuming that you know all the details he does. And this is what he's going to do. He's going to go in there. He's going to call Joe a criminal. He's going to call Hunter a criminal. Half the country doesn't have 75% of the details on this thing.
Oh, I'd say two-thirds of the country.
Yeah, two-thirds. He's going to go in there. And one of the things that those two women objected to was people picking on Hunter. Well, that sounds crazy because Hunter's literally laundering money for the Chinese for his family. They're wholly owned. He's a bag man. But see, Trump is going to presume people have the evidence of that. They do not, many of them. And he's going to go out there screaming he's a criminal and he's going to hurt himself badly. He's going to hurt himself. I mean, I can't watch. I told my husband, I can't watch. I won't be able to sleep. I can't watch it. I'm just going to have to come in and cut it when it's over. It's the way I'm going to get through it.
Figuratively.
If it wasn't the middle of the week, yes. I would use alcohol. You know? Look, I'm not. I'm just trying to prepare you. He's a terrible. Yeah. I gotta go read the text line now. I'm gonna get beat to a bloody pulp. But I'm not gonna lie to you. He's a terrible debater. The only hope Joe has is that Trump walks into this clearly stacked debate where they're not allowed to talk about any of his accomplishments, and they can mute his microphone, and they beat him to a pulp on TV for being a white supremacist again. And we talk white supremacy for the last week. And Joe has got a double or better than 50% chance of that happening. Trump thinks he doesn't have to prep, and Joe knows he does.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dexter writes, hey, Taryn Lee, love the show. I know you're upset about Trump doing the debate, but after the last debate, didn't you say it'd be better to let Biden speak uninterrupted and sabotage himself? Now Trump will be forced to do that, or am I missing something? No, I just think you walking into this, it is completely controlled. They're even going to control your microphone. And they've banned all the issues that you are best on. I should say ban. That's not the way to really put it. I mean, the topics for tonight are leadership, climate change, race in America, COVID-19, American families, and national security. Not foreign relations, but national security. This is a ready-made list for Joe. Traditionally, the third debate is always about foreign policy. Trump could rock that. He's got multiple Nobel Peace Prize nominations. He destroyed the ISIS caliphate. Not had a major terrorist attack on his watch. It's he could just absolutely rock that. This is what's not among the topics. The economy, foreign policy, the Supreme Court. They're going to mute his microphone. The debate moderator is a never-Trumper with a history of just really biased statements toward Trump. What are you going to get out of this? Why are you doing this? Why'd you sit down with Bob Woodward? Why'd you sit down with Leslie Stahl? I don't know. It took him 2 weeks to begin to recover from last debate. I don't think he's fully recovered from it, Trump. It was a disaster. He was poorly prepared. He could have buried Biden and hadn't done the research or the prep to do it. This is the Biden campaign's last great hope that Trump will do in this debate what he did in the last one. He was surging among black people. He let Biden and the moderator tar him as a racist. He'll do it again. and think he won. Texter writes, Joe is not prepping. He is memorizing his lines. No, that's exactly what prepping is. You could tell Pence had done it. Pence did a wonderful job. Absolutely, I thought, destroyed her, both in demeanor and in the answers to the questions. But you have to prep to do that. You have to anticipate the line of attack. You cannot spend the days out on the campaign trail when Joe is prepping. Texter writes, Tara, during the family values portion of the debate, I hope Trump burns the Biden, discussing the Biden crime family. See, and again, as I said earlier, one of the big mistake that Trump made in the last debate, he assumed a lot of knowledge on the part of the people. He almost entirely failed to take credit for the economy, which was stunning. He had very few economic stats. He just hadn't done the work. Like, I get it. He's out there on the campaign trail. He's trying to win an election. He's single-handedly fighting the media, the FBI, the entire deep state, most of Congress, and a lot of his own party on our behalf. I get it. He's busy. But you got to pull aside and prep for this. You cannot go before the American people. Joe Biden, when he's hopped up on enough stuff, is a good debater. He's a very good debater. He always has been. He buried Paul Ryan. Absolutely annihilated him. Trump's insane to do this debate. It's just crazy. It's your opponent's turf, your opponent's issues, and they can mute your mic. Oh, God. You know they're going to give Biden. You know what it is? It's going to be her and Biden beating up on Trump with Trump's microphone muted. What does he get out of that? I have no idea. The only reason to do this debate would be if you'd prepped and you had some things you wanted the American people to be able to know and you could explain them in detail. And you'd have to figure out how to get them into short, pithy sound bites. Trump has done no prep again. Why is he doing this? I don't know. I don't know why he's doing this. I don't understand it. I'm scared to death of what's going to happen tonight. Just pray. Just pray. Again, he's not a good debater. He has won despite his debate performances, and it's all on the line right now. And the people who are going to be judging by these debates are that, you know, 3 to 5% that haven't made their mind up yet that will sway this election. I mean, we're looking at polls out of Wisconsin, Arizona, places like that. They are coming down to the wire. Everything is on the line right now. It's all in line. I don't mean to be negative about it, but I've never seen a good debate performance by Trump. I don't expect to see one in this debate. And if he loses another week while we discuss white supremacy, my big fear is he's going to get the topic. He's going to get the country off topic with the biggest story right now, which is Biden's corruption. Major breaks in that, by the way. Wait till you hear what came out after midnight last night. It's devastating. But Trump loses this debate. We'll spend a week talking about white supremacy again. Fake white supremacy. With nobody having any idea that Biden is a segregationist because Trump didn't get around to tarring him with that. Do you see what Joe Biden tweeted? America was, not is, was an idea. Describing the country he wishes to lead in the past tense. They wanted everyone on their side to see this. He didn't just do a podcast interview with some woman. They pulled the quote, ran it as an idea and put it in, or ran it as an ad and put it in his tweet. America was an idea.
America was an idea.
Was. Again, describing the country he wants to lead in the past. That's because that's how it is for them. Final steps, the only thing left, demolish America. That's what the plan is. Biden went on to describe, and, you know, maybe because he's wholly owned by China, I could maybe see him looking at it this way, how basically America sucks and was never great.
America was an idea, an idea. We hold these truths to be self-evident. We've never lived up to it, but we've never walked away from it before. And I just think we have to be more honest and let our kids know as we raise them what actually did happen. Acknowledge our mistakes so we don't repeat them.
Yeah, so America sucks. China's pretty good, though. China's pretty good, especially when they pay your family big bucks. Have you seen the bombshell that broke overnight? Yeah, this will be ignored. unlike the kind of stories the mainstream media pushes, you know, where there's no witnesses and all the witnesses there are, 25 of them say, oh, you know, Trump never said anything negative about our troops. I was there. Including people Trump's fired who don't particularly like him, who are like, not, never happened. Doesn't matter. It's a story. Well, now we've got emails that are not Chinese disinformation. And another one of Hunter's business partners has come forward. This was published after midnight by the New York Post breaking news this morning. It's devastating. I can't imagine what the American people would do if they were allowed to know about this, but it's in the New York Post. You're not allowed to know about it. His former, Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, who describes himself as a former partner of Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and Joe's brother, Jim, in the China scheme. Now, wait a minute. You're saying the big lie, allegedly, by Joe Biden was, I didn't know what my son did. Bobulinski said, oh, yes, he does. Now, who is Bobulinski? Bobulinski is one of those copied on the now infamous email published by the Post 8 days ago. That email from another partner in the group laid out the cash and equity positions and included the 10% set aside of the Chinese cash for the big guy. Bobulinski says, yeah, the big guy's Joe Biden. That's how we divvied up the $30 million in cash from the Chinese. Joe got 10%. Now, that's kind of a problem since he did not include that in his any of his tax returns. It's real weird. And if we had a honest media, they'd be asking, Joe, you take the money? Did you take it? Yes or no? Tell us if you took it, because your business partner says you did. What this guy has to say, Bobulinski, is devastating. He says that that email, as well as others he's copied on, are legit. Yeah, we split the Chinese money up. We totally did. They did. He says he has to put a statement out about the Biden family because he's been shocked and appalled by how the media has covered this and all the lies. He's particularly shocked to see Joe on television claiming he didn't know anything about Hunter's business dealings when on many occasions he had seen Joe and Hunter plotting their business dealings together. He would know. He's the CEO of the company the Biden set up to receive the Chinese cash. Pretty devastating. So we got a guy saying the email's real, and yeah, I was part of it. Huh. Here's what he wrote in the statement. What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through the CEFC, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gilyear and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May 13, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB referenced in that email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen, he says personally, he's Hunter Biden's business partner. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name on it and its legacy on the line. Here's the killer part. He says the business deal with the Bidens began to go awry. When what? Quote, I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial return on investment. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Let me read that again. The Chinese, they were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening. That's when he got angry, he said. The Bidens assured him that they wouldn't take any more money from the Chinese, but they lied. The Johnson Report, that's the report by Senator Ron Johnson. The Johnson Report connected some dots in a way that shocked me, says Hunter Biden's former business partner. It made me realize the Bidens had gone behind my back and gotten paid millions of dollars by the Chinese, even though they told me they hadn't and wouldn't do that to their partners anymore. I would ask the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I am not put in a position to have to answer these questions for them. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities. Notice the plural there. Foreign entities. Even though some were communist-controlled China. Again, the CEO of the very company, the Bidens ran the Chinese money through. He says the Chinese were not concerned about return on investment. This was an influence operation. It should scare you to death, the idea of this guy becoming president. You think they'll stop? Well, they lied to everybody. Joe can't go a week on the campaign trail without telling another compulsive lie. Nah, they just set another company up, give Hunter another big bag, send him off. Whoever wants business with the, you know, with the Biden administration, got to pay the bill. Here's what's scary about this, folks. Joe Biden is profoundly compromised. I guarantee you, we don't know about all the deals they did. We only know what's in the emails. Oh, by the way, Rudy Giuliani says there's more coming, and it's even more devastating. This isn't it. There's more. So let's hope if Trump has a bad performance tonight, that we can get the story back on to the Bidens. It may be a struggle. But let's hope that we can, because people desperately need to know this, and they're only just gradually finding out about it. Keep in mind, you know, because you listen to talk radio, do not assume that of the rest of the country, as throttled as this has been. And let me tell you why Joe's compromised. I guarantee you these aren't all the deals. Every time you take millions of dollars that you haven't reported to the IRS, guess what? You got to do what they say, because they know. And they know, you know, they know. There's a huge price this money comes with. And that doesn't count the Russian money, the Iraqi money, the Kazakh money. Did I forget one? The Ukraine money. We covered that. I bet you there's more out there. Remember Hunter in that text said he'd done it for 30 years, been the bag man for Joe. So there's other countries and other payments out there. All right, going to... you know what? Here's what we'll do here. We'll jump in with this epic rant from Louie Gohmert. Sadly, he's a Republican congressman, one of just 11 who have now called for a special prosecutor to examine the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden situation. Just 11. Here's Louie Gohmert.
This is serious. It appears that the FBI had the laptop of Hunter Biden. It appears that, you look at the messages. Unlike POP, which is what they called Joe Biden, you're not going to have to give me half of what you make. That's what Hunter Biden wrote to his daughter. For heaven's sakes, when you look at the deals that are being talked about in the emails with China, you know, there is corruption on a level we haven't seen in, I don't know, the Clinton Foundation. That's one of the problems with not punishing corruption, is you don't get the deterrent effect, which is why you have the Bidens apparently just using the vice president's position, mm-hmm. maybe back when he was senator, just for pure corruption. Pay me and we'll be nicer to your company, to your country. It is outrageous. And because we do have a level of corruption and have in the FBI, it is important that there be a special team, and Christopher Wray should have nothing to do with it.
Okay, but with your claims, excuse me, of alleged wrongdoing as the backdrop, what, if anything, comes of this between now and Election Day, just 13 days away?
Well, it's not going to get done before Election Day. And thank you very much to Mr. Durham, who didn't want to have a political effect, who, by doing nothing before the election, has had a powerful political effect. So nothing's going to get done in the next 13 days, but that's not the point. This is potential corruption on an unbelievable level, and it's got to be investigated, or it's just going to get worse and worse.
Amen to that. Texter writes, not only does taking the money compromise Biden, but how does he launder it? What a tangled web we weave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.